Welcome to Trivia Showdown, the quiz game show where we pit three Delaware Library staff members against each other for the coveted Showdown crown. I'm Kellen Freeman, your host, and today with me I have two-time Jeopardy champion George Needham. I have our monthly trivia YouTube host, Mandy Henning.
Hello!
And our two-time champion of the Showdown crown, Danielle Wolf.
Hello!
Welcome, contestants, and here's a quick overview of how the game will work. We'll begin with our quick question. This is a multiple choice question where the first to buzz in with the correct answer gets to take control of the board and pick the first category of the game. They'll be able to choose from five categories, which will be announced in just a moment. After each category is complete, the next player in line will choose the next one. Once all three players have chosen a category, I will randomly choose one of the remaining two for the final round. In the final round, points are increased. At the end of the final round, we'll have our scores and we will see who earns the crown. So our quick question today. Many elements are named after places on Earth. Which of these is not named after a country? Germanium, Nihonium, Scandium, or Polonium? Samandy?
Nihonium.
No.
Polonium.
No.
Germanium.
No.
What do we do now?
I bet it's Scandium.
It is Scandium.
I thought it was named after
Polonium. Is Poland.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
Nihonium is Japan. Germanium is Germany. Scandium is Scandinavia, which is not a country. I'm going to default to Danielle gets to pick as the current reigning champion.
Okay.
That seems fair.
Because I did not plan for this inevitability.
I have acquitted myself well so far.
Our categories today are movie sports teams, characters starting with Z, art history 101, is this a thing, and unusual measurements. What would you like to pick?
Movie sports teams.
All right. How this one will work, I will give you a prompt. Answer with either the name of the fictional team or the movie or TV show they were on, depending on the question.
Okay.
1 point for the correct answer. This hockey team was fake when the movie was made, but was then funded by Disney to become a real sports team based in Anaheim, California. Andy?
Mighty Ducks.
Yes.
That's the only one I know in this whole category. Oh my god.
You've got it. No, you've got at least two because I have at least two.
Yeah, there's one more.
Maybe three.
I know one that's going to be in there, so we'll see.
This team stole the abilities of NBA superstars in order to take on the Looney Tunes.
Do I get points for knowing the movie?
Yeah.
No. Because I'm asking for the team in this one. George?
The LA Lakers?
No.
I think it's a fake team, but I got nothing.
It is a fake team.
Oh, well.
I got no guess.
Any guesses?
Nope.
Nah, pass. Okay.
The Monstars.
Oh.
Great punny name.
Yeah.
In an effort to save a small gym, this ragtag group joined together to defeat a rival gym in a game of dodgeball. Daniel?
The Average Joes.
Yes. This movie features the Timberwolves, who are a small-town basketball team with a non-traditional player. This player is able to play the game because there isn't a rule that says they can't. Mandy.
Team Wolf.
No. Danielle?
Air Bud.
Yep.
Aww.
There's no rule that says a dog can't play basketball.
God knows they dribble.
Yeah. Featuring rival cheerleading squads, Bring It On focuses on two teams trying to win the national championship. Name one of the two teams.
Nope.
Why are you all looking at me?
You're the only one who hasn't said no yet.
You're the only one who's gotten any right yet.
Mindy got one.
Oh, no, you got that one. That's right.
Pass.
All right. The Clovers or the Toros?
I was waiting for Charlestown to come up from Slapshot.
One of those should have been the Razzle Dazzles, I'm just saying.
When you write the 18th Bring It On movie, right. you can make that your team. This TV spinoff of a movie by the same name features the Dillon High Panthers, focusing on the coach and his family, along with a rotating cast of players over the course of the series. George?
Friday Night Lights?
Yep.
Nice.
Facing the cancellation of Major League Baseball during World War II, a group gets together to keep it going with women players. Danielle?
A League of Her Own.
Yep.
Close enough.
This movie features professional quarterback who gets sent to jail. The warden negotiates a football game between the guards and the inmates, giving birth to the Mean Machine. Danielle?
The Longest Yard.
Yep.
Ooh.
That works for either version of it, too. This team featured in The Dark Knight Rises was filled with actual Pittsburgh Steelers players as they filmed the shots in Heinz Stadium. George?
The Gotham Warriors?
No.
I don't even remember that in the movie. I saw it.
I don't remember.
Danielle?
The Gotham Knights?
No.
Who could guess that?
Has been a football team in Batman lore, but not in the movie.
Okay, so I'll settle for that.
I'm trying to think if I can just make up a name and it might be right.
That's what I did.
Mandy.
The Gotham Bats.
No. Is it the Gotham Rogues?
Okay.
Yeah, Bane blows up the stadium.
Oh.
So the end of the first round, our scores are Mandy with 1, George with 1, and Danielle with 4.
Oof.
That brings Mandy to our next picker of a category.
I'm going to go Art History 101.
All right. How this will work, I'll give you the name of a famous piece of art and a picture of it. You'll need to write down the year you think it was created. You get 1 point for the correct century,
okay.
2 points for the right decade, okay. And 3 points if you nail the year exactly. This is brought to you by my college art history professor that graded our papers this way.
Wow. All
right, first off, the Mona Lisa by Leonardo da Vinci.
This is where you're going to feel really stupid, I think. I'm going to feel really stupid if I get the century wrong. And there's two I'm thinking for this one.
Mandy says 1653. George says 1570. Danielle says 1527. It was 1503.
I got the century.
I was like, it's either 15 or 16.
And we'll say you have to get the century right to get the decade to get the exact year. The completion of the Sistine Chapel by Michelangelo.
This is another one.
All right. Mandy says 1653. George says 1640. Danielle says 1516. It was 1512.
Oh, okay.
Danielle was very close. And decade.
Oh, and decade. Yeah, geez.
Starry Night by Vincent van Gogh.
This one I got. Oh, wait, do I?
I don't know, do you?
Shoot. Just watched a whole biography about him like 2 weeks ago.
No, that's wrong. That's entirely wrong, but sure.
It's right on the cusp, too, I think. I believe.
All right. Mandy says 1893. George says 1889. Danielle says 1891. Is 1889. George nailed it on the dot.
Whoa!
It was the year my grandfather was born. That's
really?
Why I remember that.
Aww.
The Thinker by Rodin.
This was the one where I might feel really stupid.
Sure. Right.
Mandy says 1915. George says 1908. Danielle says 1790.
It's
1902.
Woo!
Washington Crossing the Delaware by Lutze. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right.
I got two really good theories. I don't know. I've got two really good thoughts on this, and I don't know which ones.
Mandy says 1861, George says 1840, Danielle says 1782, it was 1851. Ooh. The Persistence of Memory by Dali.
Okay, here we go.
Mandy says 1938, George says 1926, Danielle says 1963, it's 1931. Campbell's Soup Cans by Andy Warhol.
It's worse when you almost think you know, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if you just don't know, you're like, eh, whatever.
Yeah. Mandy says 1967. George says 1962. Danielle says 1968. It is 1962.
Was that a guess or did you know?
That was a guess. I knew it was the 60s.
Right.
I just didn't know when in the 60s.
The Girl with the Pearl Earring by Vermeer. Mandy says 1737, George says 1642, Danielle says 1832, it was 1665.
That's earlier than I thought it was for sure.
So with that, our scores are Mandy has 8, George has 13, and Danielle has 11. George, you get to pick the third category.
Characters starting with Z.
Right. With this one, we'll give you a prompt about a character from a movie. Ring in with the character's name. Full name is not needed, just the part with the Z. Though you can say the whole name, you don't get bonus points. 1 point for the correct answer. More of a collective rather than a specific character, these hordes have become a common trope within the horror genre. I believe George got that first.
Zombies.
Yep. This character was a co-founder and chief of the Men in Black. George?
Zed?
Yes, Agent Zed.
I was going to get Z.
That was my tricky question because it's not Z, despite all of them being that. It's my tricky question. A famous swordsman, he was the original masked vigilante who fought to defend the commoners and indigenous peoples of California. Mandy got that one
Zorro.
First. Yep. Accomplished male model and general idiot, this character was brainwashed to kill the Prime Minister of Malaysia. Mandy.
Zoolander.
Yep. Derek Zoolander. Central antagonist of The Fifth Element, he was an inventor of weapons while working for the great evil. Danielle.
Zod.
No.
That's going to come up later, though.
No.
No one? All right. Jean-Baptiste Emmanuel Zorg. This two-headed, three-armed character is from near Beetlejuice and was once the galactic president. Daniel?
Zaphod Beeblebrox.
Yep.
Yes.
This Adam Sandler character was a counter-terrorist commando that fakes his own death to live out of his dream of being a hairstylist. Daniel?
Zohan.
Yep. This animated character was a royal advisor to the king. He maintains this role even as the king is killed by his brother and the rightful heir goes into hiding. Danielle?
Zazu.
Yep.
Voiced by Rowan Atkinson. King.
Yep.
Evil emperor and sworn enemy of the Galactic Alliance, this character was inspired by Darth Vader, even mentioning that he was the father of one of the heroes in the movie. Danielle?
Zurg.
Yes, Emperor Zurg. And our scores are Mandy with 10, George with 15, and Danielle with 15. So that brings us to our final category of the game.
Mandy's rolling up her sleeves.
Our final category of the game is this a thing?
Yeah, right.
So how this one is played, you'll be given a flavor of Oreo. You'll have to write down whether or not this was ever an actual flavor of Oreo. You get 2 points for each correct answer.
Question, does this include international Oreos?
This includes if they're included on the list of Oreo flavors on Wikipedia.
Okay.
Which did have an international section, but I don't know how specific it got.
Okay.
First one, hot chicken wing. Mandy says yes, George says no, Danielle says no, it is yes.
There's no limit to their evil.
They'll put hot chicken in anything.
The next one, barbecue. But he says no. The answer is no.
Too obvious. Too easy.
Yeah, I thought maybe if I stuck it beside that one, it might trick somebody.
It's not gross enough for Oreo.
Yeah. Sour Patch Kids. Everybody says yes. The answer is no.
Huh.
They
huh.
have done Swedish Fish.
But
they have not done Sour Patch Kids.
Huh.
Watermelon. Everybody says yes. It is yes. Super Stuff Oreo. Everybody says no. The answer is no. There is the Mega Stuff Oreo now, but
oh, really? Okay.
Not
no,
a Super Stuff.
I thought you were trying to fool us with Double Stuff.
No, I was trying to get everybody who thought of, who heard of the Mega Stuff coming out going, is that what it was called?
My thing was, is it a promotional item for Ghostbusters? Like I was picturing with like green slime in the middle?
Yeah, that would make sense. Wasabi. Everyone says yes. The answer is yes. American cream. Mandy says no. Danielle and George say yes. The answer is yes.
Was it like Canadian or something?
No, it was the 4th of July promotion.
Oh, okay.
Had like red and blue cracker, or red and blue cream with a white cracker.
Yep.
Iced tea. Mandy and George say no. Danielle says yes. Answer's no.
The one flavor that would actually be good they didn't make.
Yeah, I was thinking like a lemon iced tea.
Right.
Good. Yeah, like a lemon cream and that would work really good. Pepsi.
Owns both of those companies.
Everybody says like yes. Question. The answer's no. Ugh. They've done cherry cola, but they've not done Pepsi or even just specific cola.
I would assume
cola.
That since they're both owned by the same company.
I was like, wait, is that the same company or not?
Cinnamon bun. Mandy and George say no. Danielle says yes. The answer is yes. They're really good.
They're real good.
They're really good.
They're amazing. It's because the golden cookie, like the vanilla cookie.
The vanilla cookie and then like the cinnamon.
And then like
really
cinnamon cream filling on the inside. Yeah.
Yeah, that does sound good.
Yeah, they're really good. Jelly donut. Mandy and Danielle say yes. George says no. The answer is yes.
I assume that was the beginning of their evil. Like they hadn't gotten really evil yet.
I don't know the year, but yeah, that was a part of it.
It's a moderately evil.
Actually, I feel like that was a more recent one. At least I think they still sell them, maybe. And with that, our final scores are Mandy has 24, George has 27, and Danielle has 29, making her the three-time champion of the Showdown crown.
Give me my crown.
Newly fixed.
Bring that over here. Now I'm going to put that on my resume. Beat George at trivia. I can die happy now.
The damn Oreos got me.
Yeah. With that, we thank our contestants for playing. Danielle, you can claim the crown for a third time. We will be back next month with two new competitors who will try and take the Showdown crown for their own. If you have any ideas for questions or categories, you can email us at podcast@delawarelibrary.org. For myself, our contestants in the library, we thank you. We hope you enjoyed yourself and learned something along the way. See you next month for another episode of Trivia Showdown.
Bye!
Yay.
1, Fountain by Duchamp.
You realize the year is on the picture?
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Well, I think we're all going to get 3 points on this one.
We'll skip that one because I forgot that he actually put the date
on. Oh, no!
If everybody gets 3 points,
God, like
all the scores go
I'm
up.
I'm like the student who told the teacher she forgot to give his homework.